I'm Lydia Watson, Client Director at The Sound Agency. We were fortunate enough to have won the 2012 Audio Branding Gold Award in Oxford for our work in the Toy Kingdom department in Harrods. The Sound Agency specialises in optimising brand sound for a really eclectic mix of UK and international clients. Our audit workshop guidelines package is an extremely popular way for clients to begin work in the field of audio branding. It's a truly bespoke, personalised and efficient way of managing audio branding, and we're very proud of what we're then both able to achieve by working in this way. My personal criteria for excellent audio branding can be summarised in three key points. Firstly, the most successful audio branding both encapsulates and fully reflects the brand in question. To do this, it's imperative that clients have a really strong understanding of their brand and be able to define it, rather like an elevator pitch for a new business idea. We work closely with our clients to help them define their brand if there's any lack of clarity. In fact, we have a whole range of tools that we use in our workshops to do just that. Secondly, we avoid gimmicky or annoying audio branding. It's a reflection of a client's brand after all, and we always remind clients to apply sound consistently across all touch points. Finally, I'd always encourage anyone looking into audio branding to work with industry experts. Empower your clients to take ownership of their audio branding and not to be afraid of allowing users to customise or personalise it. After all, the more engaged they are with your brand, the better. I was asked, what does relevance mean for you regarding audio branding? And my answer is this. The power of audio branding is enormous. At the moment, it's a mostly untapped resource, and the work that we as an industry is doing is very much in its early stages of development. In a sense, we're almost pioneers, so it's really important that the work we do is of an exceptional quality so that it reflects well on both us and audio branding as a tool. We also have the potential to lead the way with new and innovative ideas to demonstrate our capabilities and bring both clients and customers with us on an insightful and emotional journey. In terms of the hottest sound opportunities, today there is a rapidly growing interest in sound and a really substantial demand for greater understanding of it. What's most interesting is that this demand is coming from people from all walks of life, not just from traditional retail clients, as might be expected, but also from young graduates, local government, purveyors of office space, and the medical profession. Here at the Sound Agency, we're increasingly working with clients at strategic levels to produce guidelines which will embed audio branding seamlessly into their future projects. They've recognised the importance of integrating audio branding at the very earliest concept stages, and this bodes very well for the future. The 2012 Congress event was brilliant. Personally, I was thrilled to have even been able to attend in Oxford last December, never mind to be honoured by winning. It was an inspirational day where I was fortunate to meet so many lovely people in our industry. The Congress gives attendees a great opportunity to learn new things, as well as enjoy talks and panel discussions with industry leaders. It's also an extremely well-run event, managed by a committed and passionate team of people. I'm hugely excited about the 2013 Congress, not least because this year I'm fortunate enough to be on the judging panel. I'm looking forward to hearing about the exciting developments in audio branding during the course of the last year and experiencing the event through a different perspective, and I'm expecting the standard of nominees to be very high this year. So I look forward to seeing you there and to hearing about your work over the past year. We have a lot to share and a lot to learn. See you in Moscow.
And last but not least, we want to thank our partner, DigiSky.